We have more baseball talk here on the Coach's Corner. It's been baseball talk all week. I have no complaints about it. Love the baseball diamond. And as we get closer to the end of the high school season, we start focusing on the American Legion season, and we have two teams in the Castle Country. Yesterday, we talked to Coach Jeff Cincinnaris about the Carbon High School squad and the Helper American Legion team. Today, we're going to focus on the Price American Legion squad. They actually have a fundraiser dinner tonight taking place at the Carbon County Event Center. Joining us in the studio, we have Coach Willie Ellington. Coach, it's been a while.
Yeah, Jordan, it's been a while, but you know, it's always good to see you doing your job in the community. You know, taking care of us and explaining things to the people in the community. So I just appreciate that, being able to come in here, you know, and talk American Legion baseball. You know, it's starting to get a little excited about it.
Yeah, it's not that far off as the high school season is near its end. You know, we start gearing up for the Summer Bowl. And as far as Price American Legion goes, you guys have been at it now for a couple of weeks, right, with tryouts. I mean, it's been a busy month.
Yeah, it has. You know, I was really optimistic about, you know, the team this year, because I knew I'd had some senior boys that were looking at, you know, going to the military and going to work, you know, and so I was a little optimistic about, you know, how many players come out. But, you know, the other day we started on 11th. We had like 20 kids come out.
That's fantastic. Good numbers for you guys. And as far as the tryouts go, you like to the tryouts go for a couple of weeks with American Legion. I mean, you really give the kids on the Price team an opportunity to get out and play, even though you can't keep them all.
Yeah, you know, Jordan, you know, the past few years I got thinking about this. You know, high school starts around March, you know, and them kids are in really good shape, you know. And I figured, well, I need to give my guys, you know, a little bit of an edge. So I started tryout early because, you know, they're not doing nothing, you know. And, you know, obviously the high school boys can't do nothing until their season's done, you know. So I opened my tryout up till, you know, probably May 11th till the end of May. And then maybe you might have a few of the high school boys that maybe want to come out, you know, and participate with us, you know, and that's always in the back of my mind. But the reason I started that, to give my kids that are been sitting around an opportunity to try to get a little early bird start.
Now, when will you officially make cuts and have your team set?
Well, you know, our Legion rules, you know, your roster's got to be in, I believe, the 1st of June, but you can add on to the 15th of June. So, you know, you can add and cut up till then, you know. And I like to look at character and, you know, talent-wise, and, you know, and the stronger survive, you know, and you give kids an opportunity to see, you know. We'll have our first game with St. George on the 3rd of June there at CU, you know, and they're a season team. So you're going to see some of these kids come out and see what they're up against, you know, and they'll either want to stay and face the challenge, or they'll, you know, find other things to do.
Now, Coach, I want you to go ahead and talk about the fundraiser tonight, Carbon County Event Center, 6 p.m. lasagna dinner.
We're having a lasagna dinner out at the event center, which starts at 6 o'clock. And, you know, if you haven't purchased a ticket, you know, you can, you know, show up at the door there. You know, Sam Farlino, I believe, is a great cook, you know. And, you know what, we pay our umpires $60 a game. You know, we get good sponsorship in the community, you know, and they can't do it all. You know, we pay our umpires $60 a game. You know, we go to Green River, Wyoming, and some other places, and, you know, and play. And, you know, to get in a tournament, maybe $400, dozen balls, you know. So it's important to try to do the best you can to raise as much as you can.
Now, this dinner is going to be at the Carbon County Event Center. Again, the cost is $10 for adults, $6 for children, right?
That's correct. Yes, Jordan, yes.
So make sure you get out. You'll get lasagna dinner prepared by Sam Forlano, and at the same time, you can support the Price American Legion baseball team. Now, we can jump back over to your guys' tryouts. As far as some of the kids that are returning to Price American Legion this year, who are some of the kids that you expect a lot out of that gave you some promise last year?
I believe that Trevor Pummel, you know, I'm really excited about him. I think he's a pretty seasoned pitcher. And I like Remington Mont, you know, and Elijah Ellington, you know, he's they're pretty seasoned players, so I'm looking forward to those guys, you know, doing a great job for the Price team.
And then, of course, you never know who's going to show up once high school baseball ends. You guys do have some kids from out of the area as well. You had a couple of Vernal kids.
Well, yeah, and I got a couple of Vernal boys. You know, them guys have been with me now going on 3 years. You know, we were faced 1 year, you know, going to an out of town tournament. And I had a few of my players that didn't want to go, and them boys stepped up and says, "Hey, I'll go." So, and so they've been with me ever since then, and I appreciate that.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Willie Ellington of the Price American Legion baseball team. Coach, let's talk about the 2017 season in general, because there's some changes as far as the way the league is going to be structured. In fact, this year you guys will play a league schedule. After that, you'll go into a league tournament, which is going to take place in Helper. And then the top four teams will go to state, right?
That's correct. We have nine teams in our league in the southern region here. And eight out of the nine teams will participate in the first round state playing helper. And then four top teams out of that will be able to qualify to go to Kearns.
It seems like there's a little bit more structure to the Legion season than there has been over the last couple of years. It was kind of in flux there for a while. But now having a competitive league is going to help.
Well, without a doubt, you know, it's a challenge to all of us, especially for the young players. I look at it this way, Jordan, by beholding you become changed. If you're going to play better players, you know, I believe you're going to step up, you know, and so the challenge becomes real, you know, and I believe that I got some boys that want to do that this summer.
Now, your guys' first game will be on June 3rd, correct?
Yeah, we'll play a doubleheader with St. George at CU starting at, I believe, at 12. And so, yeah, come on out. And, you know, St. George is a season team, you know. And, you know, even sometimes you look at a 10-run game or something like that, you know. Hopefully that won't be the case. You still see some good things go on in the game.
And you guys will play all of your games at the USU Eastern Baseball Complex. Kind of become synonymous with Price American Legion Bowl. You guys have played your home games there now for the last few seasons.
Yes, we have, you know, and I appreciate Coach Mattson. You know, the field always looks great for us, and he keeps on top of it for us, you know, and it's fun to play here at CU at our home field.
Yeah, definitely. And then you guys will get that the conference tournament, or division tournament, we could call it, in Helper. So a lot of baseball in our own backyard for the Legion season.
Oh, you know, I'm really excited about that, especially the tournament Helper, you know, and talking to Coach Cincinnati, you know, he's going to beautify the field, and it's going to be looking nice up there. And I appreciate all of his hard work, too, and good luck to him in his game this week in the state tournament.
So you guys will have nine total teams. Eight of them will go to that tournament. The goal immediately has got to be to make sure you get to that tournament, right? I mean, that's the first goal that you lay forward for this team.
Yeah, that's, you know, that gives me something. The challenge for me is something. I hope that I can get there, you know, and because my guys always say we'd like to go to state tournament. But now here it's in the backyard, and there's only nine teams, and eight get to go. So, you know, we're going to fight to try to be one of those that are get to play there.
So between now and the start of the season, since the team isn't necessarily solidified, what do tryouts look like? What are some of the things that you do during the time that you get the kids around this time of the year?
You know, first, I like to talk about character, you know, about wins and losses, you know, about commitment. You know, commitment is the key, you know. And I just get out there and show the guys our schedule, you know, because sometimes, you know, it can get pretty hectic. You know, I have them look at the schedule. I say, well, if you look at the schedule, if you think you can handle this, well, you're welcome to stay here. If you can't, then you maybe need to find other things to do. And then try to work on conditioning. I think conditioning is the key. Like, I've had a lot of my guys that's kind of sit around a little bit, you know, the last couple of months and stuff like that. So I like to try to get them running and making sure we're doing a lot of stretches and stuff like that. And communicating, you know, because these guys right now, Jordan, at this age, if you don't have the skills and the mechanics, it's pretty tough.
Yeah, well, and you mentioned it. The season's a grind. The Legion season, it's a lot of baseball in a short period of time.
You know, and I tell guys, you know, high school coaches and that, you know, you don't have a lot of time to try to work on mechanics and do other things. So you got to be doing a lot of things on your own, you know. And that's just the key, you know, because I believe that all of us in life, you know, we're young now. We figure, hey, you know, when I get older, this is going to get easier. But, you know, it doesn't. And so I try to tell the kids, enjoy your youth, you know, enjoy running and doing the things that you can do right now, because it gets tougher. You know, Jordan, you know, you're going to have different sicknesses in lives, ups and downs in life. You know, we can't quit. You know, we got to face those things. So them are the things that I talk about with my players. You know, let's just hang in there. Don't quit, you know, because the fight becomes real.
Mm-hmm. Coach, before I let you go, is there anything else you want to add as we gear up for the season and, of course, the fundraiser this week?
Yeah, I just want to thank everyone that, you know, that's willing to stick up for us, and especially the Neldon Huff and the Price Post number 3 guys. What an awesome group of guys, and I just really appreciate that, you know, and all you folks out there, appreciate what you do for us, and if you want to come out and support us, and if you please come out and support us, you know, we really appreciate that. So thank you.
Coach, it's always fun to get you in, always fun to talk some Price American Legion baseball. I'm definitely looking forward to the season. And I know we'll have you in a little bit more frequently once the season picks up.
Well, Jordan, I'll be glad to come in here, and I hope that we'll have a few wins on our belt that we can, kind of rally up and, be proud of. So,
Coach, we'll look forward to talking to you again. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Again, that's Coach Willie Ellington of the Price American Legion baseball squad. They'll open up the season June 3rd, one day after Helper. And, of course, we'll continue to follow both of those squads throughout their baseball season. We've got a break for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk Triple Crown. I mean, really, do we want to talk about the NBA of what we've seen over the last 2 days? The lottery's been the most interesting storyline. That's how bad the Eastern and Western Conference playoffs have been. We're going to talk Triple Crown. Steve Bordstein of Fox Sports 1340 in New Mexico and also the host of the nationally syndicated Fast Track program will come on right after this. It's Drive Time Sports.